Yeah, everyone says once you've wrestled, everything in life is easy. Wrestling is the most physically demanding sport I have ever, been a part of, and I would go the stretch to say pretty much ever.
Podcast.
Welcome, Bobcats. We're here with another episode on our podcast. I'm here with Brian. How's your day going, Brian?
It's going pretty well. How about you?
It was doing good until we had to do a second podcast today. So.
A second podcast?
Yeah, we're doing two podcasts
this is the first
today.
One. I'm excited for the other one. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, tune in for the next podcast.
We have some two pretty great people here today.
It's Brandon Fulmer and Owen. They're hopping on, right?
No, Owen Parker and Landon Christensen later today.
Landon Christensen, okay.
But today we're here with Rex Salas and Colton Munns. They're on the wrestling team. So we'll ask them some questions. So Rex Salas, you're undefeated, right?
No, I've lost three this season.
You've lost three this season. Okay. Who did you lose to?
A kid from out of state, and then Hillcrest, and then Eagle.
And Eagle. And then Eagle was 5A, right?
But 6A now.
6A.
Yeah.
6A. Well, yeah, 6A. Yeah, I get those mixed up. So you're going to face him again probably at state?
Yep.
What's the hardest guy you've wrestled this year so far?
A kid from like Syracuse, Utah, I believe.
Dang. Yeah. How old is he? Just
he was a senior. He's nationally ranked, so.
Dang. Yeah. Oh shoot, that's crazy, man. What about you, Colton?
What do you mean? Like who have I lost to?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I've had I've lost a lot more than three, definitely. But a lot of them have been like higher ranked kids, like ranked top four or so in like their respective divisions or so. Nice.
Would you guys ever wrestle each other?
No, he's a little too skinny for me.
So what's the weight difference?
110.
Yeah, right now 110.
There you go. Have either of you guys ever wrestled a woman before?
I have not, but Colton here's got a great story.
No, I don't have any stories, but like when you're younger in junior high and stuff like that, then it's mixed. Mm-hmm. So you have to. If you've been wrestling for a while, then yeah.
Do you remember the girl's name and or like school she goes to?
I don't at all. It's been a while.
No, if I remember correctly, it was someone from Bonneville, correct?
No, I actually have zero clue. It was like 7th grade, 6th grade. I had no clue.
What was your first thoughts of your coach telling you going up against a woman?
Oh, shoot. I don't even know.
Didn't you lose that match as well?
No, I didn't. I didn't lose.
So interesting. Okay.
It's been a long time. I don't even remember.
How long have you guys been wrestling for? We'll start with you, Rex.
I started my freshman year, so this is my 4th year.
You, Colton?
I started like summer of like after 6th grade, so like my first school season was like 7th grade.
Okay. Are either of you guys going to pursue wrestling after high school?
No, thankfully. Yeah.
No.
I probably won't. No.
So Rex, you have you committed to ISU, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
For football.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting new chapter, but it should be fun.
What position are you playing?
I am an offensive lineman, tackle specifically.
Okay. You guys got practices today?
No, we actually have a wrestling duel today.
Oh, yeah, we have today.
Yeah. So do you guys know who you're facing yet? They let you know before, right? Yeah.
So we know school, but wrestling's interesting because you don't really know who exactly you're going to wrestle. I mean, for the most part, you can have an idea, but you just never really know until you're there.
So you can't, like, study them or whatever. That's not kind of annoying me.
Well, like, you can if, like, because most of the time people don't jump weights, but, like, Thunder Ridge is our rival. So a couple years ago they changed up a bunch of their weight classes. So, yeah, we couldn't really map them out in a sense.
What's the biggest gap of weight that you've gone to get in within a weight class for your wrestling to lose or gain?
Like, what's the most we've had to cut or gain?
Yeah, cut or gain.
Oh.
To get a certain weight.
I think the most, I have never had to cut or gain much at all. I usually just wrestle what I'm at. But I think maybe the most is like maybe 10, 15. Like one time I got a lot over. I know there's some kids that like they'll cut 20, 25 pounds like from the beginning of the season to get down to the weight they want to get to. So,
yeah. What about you, Rex?
Going into my first year of wrestling, I was quite big. And the cutoff for wrestling period is 285. And I was 315, so I had to drop a quick 30, and it was only like 3 weeks though, so it wasn't bad.
Jeez. How'd you do it? Like, what's your story? Because I've heard of people like trying to make themselves like throw up, or like they put like a whole bunch of layers on themselves trying to get like to sweat.
Yeah, no. The big thing is no more little Debbies. I'm a big cosmic brownie guy, and so you gotta limit the sugars.
Well, you've also had times, Rex, where you're like way under too, like.
Oh yeah, I mean,
there's that weight gap also, like.
Right.
For heavyweights, especially, like, there's guys that wrestle heavyweight that, there's wrestling guys that are a solid 285, like Rex was his sophomore year, and they're only like 230. They're just barely over.
Yeah.
The cut for 215.
Yeah, I don't know. I've typically been on the bigger half of the weight class.
Yeah. So what are you feeling like when you're just not drinking any water or not eating anything for like a week straight?
I've never had to like cut water and food specifically, just because I am a heavyweight.
Yeah.
But when like the couple times I've had to cut weight, it's just not fun. I'm not a salad guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And so, just eating more healthier foods, just not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
You guys have any like pre-match rituals or whatever, like warm-ups you like to do? Songs you listen to?
Oh shoot. We both listen to like a lot of Suicide Boys before matches.
Okay.
I don't know. We normally just warm up with the team, get a good sweat going, right? You just get locked in, and then you kind of sit down, cheer on your team till you get close to your match, and you get up and kind of bounce around, get loose again, make sure you're ready, and then just go out there and wrestle.
Do you guys like to wear the headgear and the uniforms?
It's not fun, but when you don't wear it, you end up with stuff like this. No, so, nasty cauliflower ear. And
dang, yeah.
I've never had cauliflower ear to his extent, but I don't wear headgear at all during practice or anything. I hate
headgear.
They
don't make you?
No, not during practice. During the high school season, they have a rule. They regulate you have to wear headgear. But
What's the training look like when you guys are training for a tournament? Like, as of today, like, what have you done to prepare yourself for the duel?
Like, what do we do during practice?
What do you do to prepare yourself for a duel?
Just, like, I don't know, make sure that you kind of want to have a plan going in, like, what you know, what your moves are, right? You got to make sure you're on weight. You can't show up that day and like miss weight, because your team, obviously, especially in duels like we have today, we got to fill our weights, right, and give us the best chance to win. And if everyone's not on weight, then you're not only hurting yourself not being able to wrestle, but you're hurting the team because you're not scoring those team points. And then just like make sure that you have your stuff down, you're like technically sound, and all of like the basic stuff, knowing what you're getting into.
Where does the team rank?
Right, fourth right now?
Fourth in the district?
In the state.
Fourth state.
First in the district, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach Peterson, he's been a huge help with Madison's wrestling program, because it has not been great historically. But since he's been in here, we've won. He's been here for what, like 6 years?
I think maybe a little bit more than that.
And we're three-peat district champions the past 3 years. Hopefully going on four. And then for the first or second time in our history, we took fourth at state as a team last year.
Dang. Which is the highest Madison's ever placed.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do either of you guys have a signature move or a favorite move that you like to do on your opponents?
I don't shoot or anything like that. I'm fat, so I hit slide bys, just a lot of stuff from standing positions.
Yeah.
I'm long. I can like get down, like reach long ways on kids, so I like to get low singles and stuff like that, where they don't really have a lot of time to move, and just like get a long arm in there and grab their ankle or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what my go-to is.
Do you guys watch MMA?
Yep.
A little bit, not a ton.
Who's your favorite fighter, Rex?
As of right now, I'm liking Bo Nickel because of his wrestling background, but he's real promising.
Yeah. You guys watch much WWE?
No. No, not much WWE.
Yeah, WWE's crazy.
Do you guys like to watch like any college wrestlers or anything?
Yeah, I watch, I shouldn't say it's like a weekly thing, but if there's like a good duel on, so like it's like a couple top colleges wrestling each other, then I'll watch that duel. Mm-hmm. Or like local colleges, like UVU, things like that.
UVU is a fun one to watch because a lot of the kids that they have on their team right now are like former Idaho Placers and wrestlers. Stuff like that. They have a lot of Idaho kids on UVU right now, so they're kind of fun to watch because like you know some of them, like you've wrestled them or been to tournaments with them, so.
Like before the matches, are you guys allowed to take any like caffeine or any of that?
Yeah, they don't necessarily regulate what you eat. Really? It's just kind of up to you.
Yeah.
Have you guys like ever tried to like race, like make weight or like cut weight like before a match? Because I've seen people do that.
I don't have any that I can think of. Like I've had times where I've been like close and I've had to, you know, just not drink the day before or anything like that, or like when I'm cutting hard or something like that. But I've never had to run right before a match or anything like that to make weight.
Yeah. Have you, Rex?
No, you guys got the wrong people in here if you're wondering about cutting weight.
Yeah, cutting weight is me and Rex, not me and Rex's thing. Yeah. When you talk to some of the lighter guys, they cut. Like I said earlier, some of them cut a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Who's some of the younger guys?
Yeah, a lot of the.
The smaller ones?
Yeah, smaller guys.
The guys that are cutting a lot of weight, like there's Jordan Loya, Teague Jensen. I don't know how.
Brandon's typically good.
Yeah, Brandon's usually pretty cool, pretty good. But let's see. Rigdon Green, he cuts a lot. Ace cuts a considerable amount. So, I mean, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
That once you, like, it's usually like 165, 157 and below are usually cutting pretty good, and then the upper weights are usually not cutting that much.
Who's some of the best wrestlers on the team, would you say?
Who would I say?
Yeah.
Definitely, if you're looking at records, I'm going to go Brandon, definitely.
He's a sophomore now, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
How many national titles does he have?
I don't know if he does. I mean, maybe an All-American. I don't know. But
placing at nationals.
Yeah, no, he does a lot of off-season stuff. I kind of do, too. But he's really good. He took second in the state last year. He was a runner-up as a freshman, which is very, you know, it's pretty impressive.
That's really good.
Ace is definitely very talented. he's coming off a big finals win at Red Harvest last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, our whole lineup's pretty sound
pretty
as far as you go. I mean.
Yeah. Besides wrestling, what do you guys like to do in your free time, Colton?
During wrestling season, you don't really have much free time. I mean, like, you go to school, then you go to practice after, you go home, eat, go to bed pretty much every day, and then days you don't have that, you have duels to go till 9-ish, 10 o'clock at night, and weekends you have tournaments every Friday, Saturday. So, I mean, wrestling season, you don't have much free time at all, really, to speak of. But outside of wrestling season, my free time, I like to, like, I do a lot of outdoor stuff, like fishing and, like, going and riding my dirt bike, stuff like that. So,
yeah, heck yeah. What about you, X?
I like fishing, hunting, yeah. Like, during wrestling season, your free time's pretty much wrestling and then homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys both played football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good preparation for wrestling.
Yeah.
Stay conditioned and stuff.
Yep. Everyone says once you've wrestled, everything in life is easy. Wrestling is the most physically demanding sport I have ever, you know, been a part of, and I would go the stretch to say pretty much ever.